I guess to start out, we can maybe talk about the three guys that played for the first time in the preseason today with you. Alex, Katranis, Pablo Ruiz, and then Chicho. What did you see from those three guys specifically today?
Yeah, I think I'll just go back to training. I think when they joined the group, the level went up exponentially. I think there's a lot of confidence in what they can bring to the group. And the session, yesterday's session was really, really sharp. And I think today was no different. I think the three of them played really well. Katranis played 30, Pablo played 45, and Chicho played 15. And Chicho also had a session this morning, a conditioning session this morning. So we're getting a lot, trying to maximize every aspect of this trip in terms of getting these guys up to speed, getting game minutes. And they were all sharp. The group that came out at halftime was really bright, brought some unbelievable energy, and we created quite a few chances at goal. We just happened to go up against a goalkeeper that was really on the day. But the guys did a much better job of being dangerous in the final third than our previous game, which is, again, I think what we're looking for is just progress. It's not night. We don't want night and day performances. We want progress. And so I think overall, those three did really well. But I would say, everyone that participated in this game really took a step forward from the previous performance.
Yeah, and then speaking of that attacking third, Julio has all your guys' goals so far in these first two games. What have you been seeing from Ando, and what's allowed him to do well, but also I guess what do you need to see from the other attackers to make sure he's not the only one?
I think what Ando, in the last game, he did it more from a defensive standpoint. I thought today he was really dangerous, not only getting to the end line, and he had another one that hit off the post. But I think it's more vertical running. I think too many, we're playing a bit more of ball dominant football, and at times it just everyone attracts, it gets attracted to the ball, kind of like a moth to a lamp. And really, to be dangerous in the final third, you need to create space for yourself, which typically means disorganizing the defense in a really tight area, which only happens with runs behind. And so he's probably done that the best today. Chicho came in and did it a few times. Fidel looked threatening. We just need to get the rest of the guys thinking, once we get our shape in the attack in half, is how are we going to disorganize the defense? And the only way to do that is vertical running. But the interesting thing with Ando too is last game he played as a nine. Today he played as a right winger, and that element of speed and the threat behind really asks a lot of questions of the defense as well. Because if they want to go touch tight, there's a lot more space in the wide areas, and he did a really good job of exploiting those today.
Yeah, so now that you mentioned that, my last question will be about the guy that played striker for you guys, Elijah Paul. He had kind of I guess an up and down rookie season, maybe went away on loan for a bit. What have you seen so far from Elijah in the preseason, and what does he have to do to be able to stick with the first team this year?
We had this conversation before the season starts. I think Elijah, and it actually leads me to a point that I made during the game, which was, as a striker, it's the one position, it's a lot like a goalkeeper, right? Where you can talk about your hold up play, you can talk about the runs that you're making, your technique. But at the end of the day, you're getting judged on how many goals you score. And like a goalkeeper, you can talk about his feet, you can talk about all these things, but it's really about how few goals you let in. And so there was a moment in the game today where he was withdrawing so deep from the front line. And I said, listen, when we're in the attack in half, you need to be thinking, the only thing you're thinking about is, am I in a great position to play off the back shoulder of the center back here to beat him to a spot? You should only be thinking goals. And so I think at the end of the day, it's that. It's scoring goals in preseason, scoring goals with us, scoring goals with Monarchs. And that way there's no subjective measure. It's really objective. And if you're scoring goals and you're a nine, that means you're in really great form and you're going to help our team.
Awesome, thanks.
Yep.
Go ahead,
Hey,
Alex.
Pablo.
Hey, Pablo, congrats on the win today. I want to focus specifically on Pablo Ruiz. There was a lot of talk in the latter half of the season, talking about how important he is to the team. Just talk to us a little bit about what's it like having him back, and what you saw from him in his first run since injury.
Yeah, you know, I think again, another player that has jumped into the first team training this week and has increased the level of play and his ability to see passes before he receives them, his ability to hold the ball up and bring calm to the game. I mean, everything that Pablo is. Last year, he was our deep line playmaker. He was the guy that got us out of tricky spots when we were pinned to the sideline, but he's also the guy that put goals and assists on the board for us as well. So he was really our go-to guy up and down the spine. And today we tried him in kind of like in a 10 position defending from the front, which was very it was a different sight. Usually you see him in the middle of the field, but he had some really good actions, had some really good moments on both sides of the ball, breaking up plays, triggering presses. He found Chicho on the back post, played a nice through ball. So he's doing a lot of Pablo things and really bringing quality to our group. And I think, that's the one thing in this preseason is not having everyone in. It's been difficult to kind of judge where we're at. But like I said, again, having him, Chicho, Alex on the field really brought a good level to the group, a really aggressive defending, really aggressive attacking. And there's some really good stuff being played today. And so I think moving forward, it's just, trying to organize the midfield in a way that puts him in the best position to feel to contribute the best of the team. But I thought today he did really well and he was comfortable in that position. So, I think we'll go at it again on Friday before we head home.
And then real quick, last one from me. In both games, you've given an extended run to Gavin Beavers in goal. What have you seen from him continuing to grow as a young goalkeeper coming up in this team?
Yeah, we're asking a lot from our goalkeepers with the ball at their feet. I think that's an area that he needs to continue to improve upon. I think he's been a lot more comfortable in this preseason than he was last year. And then again, I think Gavin has the knack of making big plays, and he made a big play in the first half where he came out when the ball was getting played through, and was really, really brave. And so I think for Gav, it's to continue to do well with the minutes that he gets. And to this point, he's been really good in preseason.
Awesome. Thanks, Pablo.
Yep.
Hey, Pablo, just real quick from me. Obviously, getting those guys back this week is a big step. And then you look towards next week. Presumably, Nelson is back in the group, and we'll see. Hopefully, Andres's knee injury wasn't too bad. But it sounds like those guys just had an amazing experience with the Colombian Olympic group. What does that get you? Even more excited as we look forward to a long, long season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think both Andres and Nelson were guys that we are, planning to, play a huge role in our group this year. And I think they both ended last year off on a good note. And so you never know how quickly they'll integrate with the group and all the things that we're adapting in 2024. But I have no doubt that they're going to bring a level of quality that we need. A level of competition that they've been playing at that we need early on in the season. And so I anticipate, without any injuries, that they'll be really, really important players for our group.
And then I guess sort of the last question for me related to Pablo Ruiz, you kind of answered it, because I guess we didn't really know that he was going to be playing in the more advanced 10 spot today. But I remember last year when he got hurt, one of the things that you continually pointed out was when he played in that deep line playmaker, that pivot spot, he was such a release valve for the back four. With the way you've kind of described the 4-2-3-1 and how we attack with three in the back, does that change that role for for whoever's in the pivot as it relates to relieving that pressure in the back?
Yeah, we've been doing it more by committee. I think that's a good question, Trey. We've been doing it more by committee, and it's been Ojeda and Emeka, and they've been doing a good job. I think the difference between those two and Pablo is Pablo's ability to play vertical and find Chicho off the back shoulder. Because again, those moments happen really, really quickly. And so if you don't know that Chicho's off the back shoulder before you get the ball, that window closes. And so, you know, I think we'll look at the game today and see the spots that Pablo got into. And like I said, he found Chicho once, and it was a really, really fantastic play. But I think, again, in order for us to be really dangerous in that final third, is we got to get Chicho the ball as much as we can. So the onus is really on whoever's playing in there to always have their head on a swivel, always know where he's at, and more importantly, be able to play a ball, you know, that a ball that's required for him to be able to get on it. So, but again, I think we've been doing it by committee. We'll continue to look at, you know, how we can best, you know, set up the group to be able to find that, because that was an important part of last year when we were in a good run of form, was the connection that Pablo and Chicho had together. So, and now that he's playing a little bit more advanced, or at least did today, is getting Pablo in those positions where he can be able to do that more often.
This is a hard, are there, I guess, where would you say you're at in terms of maybe restrictions for Pablo coming back from the injury, Chicho fitness? Are those guys ahead of maybe where you thought they might be, considering they've only been around the group for a few days?
Yeah, I mean, with Chicho, it's really an unknown. Like I said,
Yeah.
he when he got in, we were expecting like a recovery day, and and basically he's thinking, you know, I flew all the way to Portugal and I'm gonna have a recovery day, and he's like, I slept on the plane, I'm ready to go. And so he exceeded all expectations. And my whole thing is like, we can do science all we want. We can talk about data and what the science says about sleep and travel and all this stuff, but when Chicho goes, no, I'm ready to go. And that for me is the most important thing. For
Yeah.
and it's got to be an experienced player that's talking, that knows his body, that knows himself. If a younger player were to say that, I'd probably be a bit more hesitant. But so he's been kind of leading the charge. And this morning he did a session this morning with our fitness coach Chapo, and then played 15 minutes, and he played at a really good pace today. Like, it was really, and the game kind of called for it. It was a smaller field, but he was electric. And so, you know, I think we'll try to push him as much as we can at the weekend without putting him in a compromised situation. And Pablo as well. We want to increase his numbers, because again, the fitness part is also the player understanding, how long can I push myself at this pace if it's going to be a 90-minute game, right? Because it's not, you know, if you're coming in for 15 minutes or 45 minutes, you can literally go all out. But you know, we only got so many substitution moments in a real game. And so it's got to be a situation where, you know, we feel one, the player's not going to put himself at harm, and two, that he can contribute in the way that we need that's best for the team.